Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Always Evolving is brought to you by Cast Centers, which is a company and organization very close to me. I founded Cast Centers over 17 years ago. We provide the best evidence-based practices for therapy, mental health, addiction. Anytime you're struggling or you have a loved one who is struggling, make sure you go to our website at www.castcenters.com. C-A-S-T centers.com. Give us a call. We're here to help. We'll help you with a free assessment, and let's get your mental health on track. We're back on Always Evolving, and we're going to be talking about psychiatric medications, doctors, the prescribers, sometimes I think the new age drug dealers, but also extremely helpful and amazing if you get connected with the right one. You just heard kind of, I guess, an ad before we started this podcast. And many of you know I founded Cast Centers. And you can call us and pick our brains. And Robert will probably answer the phone, Robert Lean, if you go to castcenters.com. And if you need to know at the end of this podcast episode, what type of doctor should I see, or maybe you need help in your area, or you're needing some direction, we do this all day. So even if you're not coming to Cast Centers, you can call us and we can give you suggestions, because Robert talks to people all day long, you know, thousands of phone calls a month probably. And basically we can guide you in the right direction so you can get your needs met, hopefully, and get on your right path, or get on an even better path. Medical doctors, so your family physician that you go to, they have the ability to prescribe psychiatric medications, and they're a large prescriber of psychiatric medications. What I mean by psychiatric medications is antidepressants, mood stabilizers, medications that help you sleep, medications that help you stay focused. You know, doctors can pretty much prescribe anything. However, their training in mental health and the brain is usually less than a month in terms of medications, what they do, how they could work with other drugs. And so essentially, it's kind of like going to a veterinarian who treats all types of animals, or going to a specific veterinarian that treats birds. Most likely, that veterinarian who treats birds is going to be able to give your pet bird the best type of treatment, or we would think, right? So I say that because I often sit down with people who their medications are a bit of a mess. They maybe see their doctor once every 6 months. They've been prescribed an antidepressant. They don't know if it's actually working, but that same doctor's also working with them with their cholesterol, maybe some underlying issues in terms of their genetics, and maybe obesity. So there's a lot of factors in terms of when anyone shows up for a doctor. So I say this because I work with a lot of people who are discouraged, who say they've been on antidepressants and they don't work, or they used to be on them and they don't work. Keep in mind, who are you going to get those medications, and what type of service are you provided? How closely are you working with your doctor? I know that some people are just anti-medication. They don't want to be on medication for their mental health, and they want to try every holistic way. And by the way, I don't think anyone wants to get on medication. It's kind of the last house on the block. And medication alone isn't going to just change someone's mental health. Now, again, when we're talking about mental health, there's a huge spectrum. There's situational depression, which would be going through, let's say, a bad breakup, or grieving someone that you lost, or maybe you lost a job, or there's a lot of anxiety or stress. And there's clinical depression, which usually is a bit more genetic. It runs in my family. And it doesn't matter what's going on, good or bad, that there's this kind of overlooming dark cloud that a person can't shake off. And at different times in our life, we need different resources or different types of help. And again, this episode is just to maybe give you some perspective in your own life or reduce your shame or embarrassment if you're on medication. Or maybe this is an opportunity for you to go back to your doctor if you are on medication and get a few tweaks. Look, I have probably been on myself over the past 20 years. I bet you have been on 10 different psychiatric medications. And at different times in my recovery, I would go through kind of these big dips that I couldn't get out of, left to my own devices. You know, I'd be praying every day, I'd be going to 12-step meetings, I'd be attending therapy, I'd be working out and sweating daily, my diet would be incredible, my finances would be great, but yet there was this deep, dark aching that wanted to keep me isolated over and over and over again, where I would be crying, not even in control of my own emotions. And I've had a few situations like this in the past 2 decades where I've got on medications, antidepressants, and some of the medications worked, I think. Some of the medications, quite frankly, it made me feel like I gained weight or made me a little more tired or made me a little more anxious. But every time I've been on medications, the biggest lesson that I've learned is to work closely with a psychiatrist. So again, a psychiatrist would be the person that you would go to who specializes in mental health. But once you get into psychiatry, there are a lot of different theories. There are a lot of different practices, trainings. Some are going to be holistic psychiatrists. Some psychiatrists are very expensive. In Los Angeles, you can pay upwards of $800 an hour for a psychiatrist, or you can go 2 miles away and maybe find someone that takes your insurance. And there may be no difference. You know, more expensive doesn't mean better. So you want to make sure that you're really seeing someone that specializes in whatever issues you're struggling with, and also seeing a therapist. Because just getting on medication alone, just taking a pill, isn't enough to change your life. So whether you're working with a coach or a therapist, highly suggest you do both of those if you're on medication, or if you're maybe going to be getting on medication. Another thing is, don't just quit your medication. I've worked with so many people who just made a decision one day because they felt great just to stop their medication. And some of these antidepressants, or especially some of these anxiety-reducing drugs, can cause significant struggle for you. So the way to think about drugs in general is, if you're on, let's say, a substance that's more addictive, let's say it's a Valium or Xanax, Klonopin, you know, medications that people will take to reduce anxiety, maybe someone would take it to help them go to bed. The problem with those drugs is they're slow acting. What that means is, in terms of it being in your bloodstream, it's going to be in your bloodstream for a lot longer than, let's say, alcohol or cocaine. Benzos really stick in your system. And these drugs, when you decide to get off of them, if you try to cut them cold turkey, they're very dangerous. You can die from getting off anti-anxiety medications that are benzos, that are classified as benzodiazepines. So you need to make sure you work with a doctor. Also, you're going to get the opposite effects when you stop taking the drug. So if you took the drug initially to help with anxiety, when you get off this medication, and the more and longer you've taken it, the more maybe chemically dependent you are on this medication, the more difficult it is to get off, and it can last months. So some people, and maybe you're listening to this podcast, and you don't get Xanax from a doctor. Maybe you get it from a friend. Maybe you buy it from a drug dealer. Maybe you are figuring it out. If you want to get off this medication, make sure you see a doctor. Make sure you see a doctor who can help you. And again, you want to see a doctor who specializes in what you're looking for, because there are millions of doctors out there. And all you have to do is Google. And then you also want to find a doctor that hopefully you can text occasionally. You know, when you start a new medication, it's important to be able to communicate. And whenever people come to us for treatment for their mental health or for their addiction, let's say you came to CAS Centers, you would have a team of a coach, a psychologist or therapist, a psychiatrist. You would be having a whole team communicating about what's going on in your life. And then we'd also be communicating with you throughout the week. So when you are on an outpatient basis, we're checking in with you. We're making sure that, how's your sleep now? Hey, the doctor gave you a new medication. And we've had clients who've come to us where they've been in inpatient treatment for 2 months and their medications are a mess.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And they'll get to us, and we'll clean up and work as a team, and they'll be in an amazing spot within a week. So it's important that you're in communication with whatever team you're working with so that we're stable, so that we're being our best selves. And being our best selves does not mean willpowering through depression. Does not mean willpowering through, let's say, if you're bipolar. It's about getting the right help, getting the right assistance. I'm always shocked at people who don't go to therapy or haven't ever been in therapy or don't go to a 12-step meeting. I feel like I would be such a disaster with all those resources not in place. And maybe you are a lot more stable than I am emotionally, but I need a whole army of resources to really get centered and to feel good about myself and to feel peace. If you're trying to improve your mental health, try doing other things besides medication if you don't want to get prescribed medication. Don't see a psychiatrist or talk to your family physician, because what they're going to do is prescribe you medication. Know the medication that you're taking. Also, make sure, a real common mistake that people make is they'll, especially during COVID, is they'll go to the doctor, they'll say they have heightened anxiety, and they'll get prescribed a low dose of Valium or Xanax. Those drugs are highly addictive. So just be mindful that just because you're prescribed something from a doctor does not mean that it's the right drug for you. You have the option and you have the luxury of doing the research. You have the luxury of seeing more than one doctor if you have insurance. If you do not have insurance, most places, especially in the United States of America, you can go to a clinic, a free clinic. There's so many free clinics out there, depending on what the issue is. You know, in Los Angeles, we have the LGBT Center. They'll help people that don't identify as gay or lesbian, and they have a tremendous amount of resources, and a lot of cities have resources, but there is a difference between paying private pay or using insurance, because usually you can get the services you want in a quicker way. When you're wanting to get free services, usually there's a longer wait time. Usually you don't have the luxury of texting with your doctor. So there are some limitations when you do that. So we have in-person treatment at CAS Centers, which has, if someone's in what we call our partial hospitalization program, they're in 6 hours of therapy every day. Sometimes they'll be in 3 hours of therapy. They'll also get an individual therapist. And we also have an evening program that's all on the internet over Zoom. And that's 3 days a week. And you also get a group therapy and an individual session with what we call our cast alignment model, which is our 8-week model. So what we found is people who do our online or Zoom program are twice as likely to relapse as the people who come in person. Twice as likely to relapse than the people who come in person. Now, if you were to watch TV a day, you would think that all your answers would be cured by doing some of these telehealth companies. But the reality is, nothing beats in-person connection. As much as we try to have this luxury of, it's so great, the benefits of COVID, as we learned we could all work from home and we can do so many things on our own. When it comes to mental health, it's terrible. It's actually terrible. And it's an illusion that we have a greater likelihood or such a luxury to get well by not connecting with others. Now, we have a lot of patients and clients that do very well because half of our clients, they have primary mental health issues and not addictive disorders. Again, many of those people have been isolating anyways. So coming in person and connecting with others is the best recipe for getting well. And I know, look, if I was wanting to seek treatment, I don't want to have to show up in person. I want to do it from my bedroom. I want to be able to sit in my pajamas and do therapy. That sounds fantastic. But guess what? Our research shows that you have a greater likelihood of not getting well as quickly as people who show up in person. So I know there's so much buzz around, you know, if you're struggling with addiction or you're struggling with depression, you know, you can get just online help. Well, if you have health insurance, I don't know why on earth you would do that and not actually seek treatment. Because most treatment programs, like we're in network with a bunch of providers. I don't know why someone wouldn't get help for their mental health and use insurance in today's time. Because right now, health insurance companies are paying for you to get help. And there are so many different options for you that I would just highly encourage you to not feel like you have to do it alone and get that extra resource and that extra pep in your step so you can get well quicker. The other thing is I wanted to talk about this topic because all these advertisements on television for these medications and ask your doctor about this medication. Ask your doctor. So basically, they're suggesting you go to your doctor who has less than a month training to talk about a medication that they probably know very little about. They should be saying, ask your psychiatrist, but they know the largest prescriber of antidepressants are primary care physicians. So they're encouraging you to go to your doctor to ask about a medication. Why wouldn't they encourage you to go to a psychiatrist so the psychiatrist can figure out what's going on with you? It goes to show how limited the education is, because why would you, if I go to a doctor, I don't have to recommend medication that I need to be on. I want to go to the expert who prescribes and can tell me the side effects. It just seems backwards to me. But I think that's probably legally what these companies are allowed to do. But again, go to a psychiatrist if you're struggling with mental health issues. If that's the only takeaway I could give you on this podcast episode is go to a psychiatrist if you're struggling with mental health issues. Go to experts that treat whatever it is that you need to work on. And that's my rant for today. I know we didn't get too emotional, but if you are struggling out there, know that you can always reach out to us at CAST Centers. I know many of you do. You just go to castcenters.com. And Robert answers the phone, and we can maybe provide you with a list of resources, or we can provide you some guidance. Until next time, keep it magical.